Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Music from that, the long-awaited Detox album featuring the R&B singing of Emacs the Image. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 4. And that M period, A period, N period stands for music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. And I want to let people know that if you're listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944, like the 216-347 number just did. If you're sending in any new music, which we do have some this week, you can send in music or commercials, MP3 format, send to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary all together, and then you space and throw in Cleveland. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, I need to let you know that Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is definitely a Twitter page. Is Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Again, you can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HH Workshop Records, Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, or go to www.3342music.com for hot 3342 music. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Standard Time on voiceradio.com. We'll have an episode, though, instead of tomorrow. It will be on Thursday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, I've gotten through some of that. Let me at least give you, because if I don't do it now, I won't do it later. So I need to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, those things that made a little bit of a buzz. Number 10, Beatrice, Lady Beatrice, heavy promotions for her. Number 9, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, Sheriff Kilroy's BTA video, HGS and 4 More, HGS and 4 More with the Lonely Song, which has over 1,200 views. HGS No Time to Sleep, which has over 1,500 views. Number 8, Facebook Celebrate Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty. That was last Friday at the Federal Building. Many religions came out. Catholics, others did prayer about that nuclear weapons ban treaty. Number 7, debuting, Rocky P4 Shieldsy with Draped. Draped. Not Drake, but Draped. Thank you. Number 6, moving up, the actual Tannis, Blake Davis, that October mix tape. Number 6, moving up, Sir Knock with Rain. The promotion over that has been crazy hype. Number 4, moving up, YouTube, Joseph P. Motley Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, It's Not Your House, It's the White House, spotlighted on radio. We'll get into that in a little while. Black House Sounds, How Do It Feel to Be Real, over 300 views on that particular track itself. Number 3, debuting, DJ Jack the Ripper. His birthday party was last Thursday at Erotic Cuisine. No, Exotic Cuisine. Whew, that's better. That makes more sense. Exotic Cuisine at 127th and Lorraine. Number 2, debuting, Sheriff Kilroy, the WOVU interview was this morning. Open Door Radio with Vince Robinson, and he was put on the spot, which is what happened with Sheriff Kilroy, man in the street. Saturday's Women's March to Freestyle in front of 200 people and 12,000-plus people on Facebook Live at Newsnet 5 caught that. That's a big, fast showing for artists out there. It was a blessing. And number 1, moving up, Facebook, Entertainment Value, Women's March Cleveland, Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 5th Annual Rally and March at 1 p.m. Market Square. More on that in a little while, but it was heavily seen by media. I know that we have our phone callers, but I would be remiss if I didn't let people know, for those who might have missed it, Larry King, born Lawrence Harvey Zeiger. Larry King, November 19th, 1933 to January 23rd, 2021, was an American television and radio host whose awards included 2 Peabodys, an Emmy, and 10 Cable Ace Awards. During his career, King hosted over 50,000 interviews. King was a WMBM radio interviewer in the Miami area in the 1950s and 60s and gained prominence during it began around 1978 as host of The Larry King Show, an all-night nationwide call-in radio program heard on the Mutual Broadcasting System. From 1985 to 2010, he hosted the Nightly Interviews television program, Larry King Live on CNN. From 2012 to 2020, he hosted Larry King Now, which aired on Hulu, Aura TV, and RT America. He continued to host Politicking with Larry King, a political talk show which aired weekly on the same 2 channels from 2013 to 2020. King also made appearances in numerous television series and films in which he usually played himself. Also, Henry Louis Aaron, February 5th, 1934 to January 22nd, 2021, nicknamed Hammer or Hammerin' Hank, was an American professional baseball right fielder who played 23 seasons in Major League Baseball. From 1954 through 1976, he spent 21 seasons with the Milwaukee Atlanta Braves in the National League and 2 seasons with the Milwaukee Brewers in the American League. Aaron is regarded as one of the greatest baseball players of all time. His 755 career home runs broke the long-standing Major League Baseball record set by Babe Ruth and stood as the most for 33 years. Aaron, wow, that's just something in itself. That's historic. And definitely, he still holds many other Major League Baseball batting records. He hit 24 or more home runs every year from 1955 through 1973 and is one of only two players to hit 30 or more home runs in a season at least 15 times. In 1999, the Sporting News ranked Aaron fifth on its list of the 100 greatest baseball players. In 1982, he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. He was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama. Aaron had seven siblings, including Tommy Aaron, who played Major League Baseball with him. He appeared briefly in the Negro American League and in minor league baseball before starting his Major League career. By his final Major League Baseball season, Aaron was the last Negro League baseball player on a Major League roster. He played the vast majority of the MLB games in right field, though he appeared at several other infield and outfield positions. And he's sharing the record for the most All-Star games played, 24. And he was a National League All-Star for 20 seasons. So he did so much. Three-time Golden Glove winner. And 1957, he won a National League Most Valuable Player. And he holds the Major League Baseball records for the most career runs batted in, RBIs, 2,297. Extra base hits, 1,477. And total bases, 6,856. And he is also the top five for career hits, 3,771. And runs, 2,174. He is one of only four players to have at least 17 seasons with 150 or more hits. Aaron is in second place in home runs, 755, and at bats, 12,364. And third place in games played, 3,298. And so there you go right there. I wanted to at least let people know that he had a whole lot of attention because he earned it. That's just it, period. I'm going to at least take the time to say I appreciate you all for listening to this program, for tuning in. I've done those couple of things. Before I do take the phone calls that are on the line, I have to at least say, okay, I see a couple of them, so that's good. I would like to also be remiss if I brought it a little bit closer to home and let people know that the former Browns, Tony Jones, passes away. He started 99 games for the Browns from 1989 to 1995. He was 54 years young. He was definitely the Browns' anchor at left tackle, offensive tackle, if you see the OT. And he went on to win two Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos. So there you go. With those things being said, I can now go to the 216-347. Hey, everybody, we know that we'll have callers come through, so we'll be considerate of each other's times. With the 216-347 going first, how are you doing out there?
Great. How are you doing today? How you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you. Okay. The last thing I spoke about this topic, it was last month. It was, she was on the National Network, okay? On December, the last Monday of December. And she brought up, she support equal access for people who are deaf. She supported blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of baloney, okay? So I email information at ninaturner.com. Okay. I email her December 26th. 5 weeks later, I still hear nothing. So this for all the candidates who's running for Marsha Fudd's seat. What is your platform dealing with incarceration with people who have a disability? Under 70% who are people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf blind is incarcerated. They have no access. Mm. We sent this email to her, okay? Because if I had the wrong email, it would have jumped back. But it didn't jump back, okay? Information at NitaTurner.com. So I used that email address. I emailed it. So have I heard anything yet from her? No. But she get on set. She's for the people, by the people. She's making all these lies, okay? So if you cannot turn anyone email, why should the 11th District of Ohio trust you with a vote? If you cannot return an email or phone call or anything, why should we trust you? Because I have power in 11th District, okay? Because we have more people who are deaf or who live in the district. And a lady asked me yesterday, President, why has she not returned your email? She's not going to return my email because she's up there lying to the people. So we have a question for her. Why have you not returned the president's email or phone call? I left you my phone number and you got my email. No one from her campaign has contacted me. Nothing at all. And the only person who I'm going to support 100% is Councilwoman Shashia Brown, because she's the only candidate who I could see who's standing by text 911 for people with a disability.
Wow. Thank you for telling me that. I did not know that, and we'll have to try to find out why and how you ended up getting return contact from her, but not from the other person. Thank you, Rico.
All right. If I text Chantel and say, if I email her, I get response quick. Nita Turner, 5 weeks, 6 weeks later, no return. And you email her the day after Christmas, the 26th, so it's 5 weeks later, you still get no return call or email? Something's wrong with that picture. Something's really wrong with that picture. You're welcome.
All right. We appreciate that phone call. Somebody out there on the front lines of the battlefield, Rico Danzy for Black Lives Matter, for the deaf president, just called in. Rico Danzy, Black Lives Matter, for the deaf, just called in asking about why phone calls hadn't been returned. Before I do anything else, I'm going to do my best to knock out these phone calls out of the way as best as possible. I see the 216-324, and then I have to follow it by the area code of 601-513, 216-324. You are on live. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Wait a minute. To who am I talking to?
This is Angela Davis, Vice President of Fathers Lives Matter.
Wow, it's an honor to have you on this evening. Let's see, when I last saw you, it was at Women's March on the past Saturday. What brought you all out there?
We were out there because we were doing a security detail for Congressional 11th District Congressional candidate Nina Turner.
Okay, so Fathers Lives Matter was doing the security for Nina Turner.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what happened is it's interesting to talk to you this evening because by you doing the security work for Nina Turner, what is your relationship? Because I know she just wouldn't have some random stranger and say, get up here. So tell me what the relationship is.
So me and Nina's relationship began back in 2007. She is an educated black woman with a master's degree. She's a professor at Cuyahoga Community College Metro Campus, where futures definitely began. She was my political science professor, and that is where our relationship started, and it has continued from that day to this one.
Right. Hold on a second. Joseph Motley Jr., you get the infamous shout-out of you had the nerve to call me while I'm on the air live on the radio. Now go back to what you're saying.
You talking to me?
Yep, I had to give a shout-out because Joseph Motley Jr. called me on my personal phone line while I'm doing radio, and I had to give him an infamous shout-out because he shouldn't have called at that time. Now you can continue, Angela.
So when I was in her class, she was a Cleveland City councilwoman, excuse me. And then about 4 weeks into the class, Lance Mason, who was a state senator, decided that he was going to take a judgeship position. And so he asked Nina to take over the rest of his Senate term. And so she asked me if I would be her, I guess, her security, her right-hand person, and I have been with her ever since. So that is where we began, and it has been a great journey. I have been to the White House. I have been to D.C. several times. I have met almost any politician that you could even imagine, and she has always taken me with her everywhere that she goes. So
okay. Well,
with that being said, I am unsure of why people are coming on the radio saying that she is hard to contact and that she doesn't care about people with disabilities. That is so not true. I have a son who has a disability, and she has loved my son and treated my son as if he was family. I'm not sure, and it's this person always seems to have this over-the-top story about why he's being treated this way and that way, and to me, it's just messy, and I'm tired of mess. This is a new year, a new decade. We have work to do, and we don't have time for mess. I want this caller to know that she is very educated. She does have a master's degree. You should not be disrespecting a black woman like that because a black woman birthed him into the world. So he should have respect for black women. I'm really offended. I really am. I feel some type of way. And that is why I'm calling in, because I'm sick of the disrespect. I'm sick of the intentional lying. And black women need to be treated like the queens that we are, because black queens is what makes the world go round.
Well, I appreciate you for saying that. I will say that I'm feeling what you just said with black women needing to be treated like queens. What would you tell a person who is the Black Lives Matter for the deaf president who says that he sent an email concerning the jail conditions downtown Cleveland as far as it goes for people with disabilities not being able to contact or outside or get the type of proper special needs? And he said that he sent the email out 6 weeks ago and hadn't heard anything back. What would be your situation?
So
or
my
suggestion
for
that situation.
So of my suggestion for that, because Nina is not a county council person, you need to reach out to your county council people. You need to reach out to your county executive, Armand Budish. There's a number of county council people you can reach out to. There's Pernell Jones. Did you send this email to Chantel Brown? She's a county council person. She's running for Congress. but I don't see him slamming her. He can reach out to Councilwoman Cheryl Stevens. He can reach out to Councilwoman Yvonne Conwell. He can reach out to all these different council people who are actually over the county jail because they're the county council people, but yet he wants to put this responsibility on MENA, county government position. So people are, like I said, people are just messy. They thrive on mess, and I'm tired of the mess, and I'm going to start calling people out about their mess. So the previous caller, I'm telling you, you need to call down to the county council building and talk to the people that's in county government about the conditions of the county jail in regards to the deaf people, because you're sending an email to MENA, who doesn't have control or any power over the county jail, is asinine. That's just plain foolery. That's just plain messy.
Then I thank you for calling with some suggestions, and hopefully they will be met and we can see what has happened during the next go-round. Thank you very much, and you are the Vice President of Fathers Lives Matter. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Go
ahead.
You're more than welcome. May you continue to stay strong.
You too. Have a good evening.
You too. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-609, I see a long-distance phone call, 601-513. I wonder if they're seeing and calling me to change my health plan to whatever plan that they're offering. I've been getting a lot of those phone calls. 601-513, how are you? 601 with a 513. Going once, going twice.
Sorry about that. I had the mute button on. Sorry. How you doing,
okay.
Brother Al?
I'm doing well. Hey, how have you been?
I'm all right. I, you was halfway right. I was. If I had became president, I would have got you a better health care plan. So, yeah.
You're
about almost right there. Yeah, Michael Landham, former candidate for president for 2020. Happy New Year. This is my first show being back this year.
Yes, it is.
Being safe, wear your mask and everything. Do what you got to do to survive.
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I didn't win, as you probably already know. And it's okay because of the mountains. On top of mountains I had to try to climb, but I was brave enough to do it. I was proud. And I appreciate it. I'm going to thank everybody who shared and donated. Well, there are people who donated, but shared at least my story and engaged with me. And so right now, I want everybody to know that I've already declared to run for 2024. I'd rather do it early, so later on people will be like, you never announced. I said, no, I announced right after, week after Joe Biden became the president. So there's a lot going on. I've been busy with concentrating, trying to get my story out about what happened between me and the president, President Trump, the threat upon my life from him. I've been in contact with the Secret Service last week. They told me that the investigation is still ongoing, still pending. The FBI, I've talked to them. They told me that, I told them, I said, look, y'all haven't seen me in 2 years, so I figured y'all was going to try to keep the story quiet, but it's kind of hard to keep it quiet when every day people are friending my party page, which is the party We the People, seeing my story, asking questions. And so you can try to keep a muzzle on it, but eventually that dog will come off his chain. So I've been very active trying to get my story out and talking with some news organizations like newspapers in New York and Washington, D.C. about what's going on. NBC is looking into my story now. And also, I've been on the phone with today the House Oversight Committee. This is the committee that investigates the wrongdoings of our current president or former president. And I was promised from these individuals who run it, mainly Democrats, that they were going to contact me and investigate and let my story come out. for some reason, today they told me that they had no information about me. Same thing that they don't have no police record downtown about the incident that happened down on the Southern African Kingdom on December 10, 2018, with military helicopters seen out there in the public view. So they're trying to erase and trying to quiet me down, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stop talking. The truth has to come out. If the Democrats, like the president, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer yes. said, keeping a lie or keeping the truth not coming out is not going to heal the country. Well, come to find out that these Democrats knew about my story all along.
Well,
Joe Biden knew about my story because Barack Obama knew. Barack Obama knew about my story because Bill Clinton knew. Bill Clinton knew about my story because my cousin, Michael Van Landingham, I got white people in my family, he's family friends with the Clintons. And so October 2019, he told me in a text message, which I asked proof of, that he talked to Bill Clinton, he told Bill Clinton, he sent Bill Clinton my message about what happened, and he said he's going to get back in contact with me. But I hadn't heard a peep from any Democrat. The only Democrat that pretty much helped me to try to get information from the FBI was Senator Sherrod Brown. And I wanted to thank Senator Sherrod Brown for risking whatever to try to do to try to get the truth out to the American people. But I am convinced that the Democratic Party knew about my story and tried to keep it quiet. And I believe that the president did it. So we are in a crisis situation right now. Yeah, we got rid of Trump. Whoopee. But still, you still don't feel like we won. You know, it seems like something is not being told. And when I heard Joe Biden said something about he's thinking about releasing Trump's taxes, 81 million Americans didn't sit there and just say, maybe I'm thinking about voting for Joe Biden. No, we voted for I didn't vote for him. I voted for myself. But the thing is, there's something wrong. There's something going on. And if the Democrats saying that the truth is the only way they can heal this country but won't let my story come out, then we can never heal. And my story is based on why the president came after me, and I have the transcripts on landinghamcase.com. L-A-N, like landing the plane and going ham, case.com, all one word. It will show you the text messages between me and him when he pretended he was one of my white distant relatives by the name of David Van Landingham with a picture of Donald Trump. But for 2 years, I've been trying to share this information vigorously. But I know that Ramona Montgomery, you know, brought me up and told me, right always follow right. When you do right, right will follow. Good will follow. And truth will follow. And so I'm letting everyone know out in Cleveland that Donald Trump is way more dangerous than you can ever imagine. And thank God he's gone. And people, you know, like I said before, Brother Al, at first you didn't believe my story, but now we see this president is starting an insurrection. That's why we have an impeachment going right now. If he's willing to do that, wouldn't you think he'd be willing to try to kill off someone like me, especially with my background history from being kin to George Washington, Robert E. Lee, and the sons of the American Revolution? And I have that proof on Facebook. This man is a danger. Now, these Democrats, they got to stop doing business as usual with these Republicans. Now, don't bother with the Republican voter, because they got food, they got tricks, and most of them will be spending 20 years for what they did at the Capitol. We need to come together. So that's why I'm not giving up. I'm going to run for 2024. The truth will come out pretty soon, and it's going to be a whole different ball game at that time. So I ask for your patience, and I ask y'all to get ready.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in and dropping that major announcement. We know to look for you in the next 4 years leading up to 2024. Thank you so much.
Well, and that's my birthday number, 24, so that's a good number.
It is. I will talk to you soon. Yes, we look forward to hearing from you.
Everybody. All right. Take care, everybody.
You too. Thank you. And with that being said, let's go in order because I know you've been waiting on the line for a while. 216-609. How are you doing out there?
I heard 20 24. Wow. I like what the last caller was talking about. Way over my head, though. But the reason I'm calling in, this is Black House Sound, the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Marley Jr. I'm calling because it's a song that the sheriff made, Mr. Porter, about Trump, and we don't really get a chance to talk about some of the things you do, because everybody always talking about what they do. But I don't know if they acknowledge that raw music that you keep coming up with each and every month. And I just want to know, did you know Trump was going out like he was going, or why did you make that song? Like, what happened? What made you want to make a song like that?
It's not your house, it's the White House. It's because, unfortunately, he never changed his stripes. He didn't change his stripes coming into it. I was always concerned that he was reaching out for bigots and racists to support him. And he never apologized for it or anything like that. And so the Donald Trump that we saw on TV was very different from The Apprentice, and everything was very different from the one who was very divisive and attacking people and galvanizing other people. So I'm not surprised, because that was his base. Wish I had been wrong, but yes.
But I also noticed in the song, you don't just talk about Trump. It's a few other presidents that you raised the flag on certain things, and you said decent things about. What made you artistically make a dynamite track like that? Because, see, right now, the people that heard it, that love it, that's one thing. But for the people that are sketchy, I hope they can hear what you're saying. So why did you put all them different other presidents in there and sum it up with the whole Trump thing?
Okay, because I had to tell the truth. And so as an artist, I've learned that it's better off to be factual. So since Barack Obama, you know, he was a president who did a lot for the Jews, the Latinos, the gays, but blacks as a whole, I really can't say, because he came out almost in the same condition as going in.
That was a deep line, too.
Thank you so much. And dealing with the fact that we had Bill Clinton, who had the three strikes, you're out crime bill, which led to the prison pipeline, and the fact that when you throw it out there and you look deeper, our current president, Joe Biden, signed off on that bill and did a lot of writing on it. So it was to let people know that no matter what it is, you have to take a critical eyesight and view from Democrat and Republican. So that's where that came from, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that song. I just want everybody to go to Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page, Joseph P. Motley Jr., if I'm not mistaken. And that would be the last video that's up there. I did call in, and I'm going to be real brief and quick. It's a new song coming out from Emax the Image. This guy is dynamite. He can sing really good. He make great music. He's a DJ. If you know Emax the Image, you know he really throw down. It's a song that he came to Black House Sound and wanted us to work on. And I can't go into details of the hook, but I can give you a summary real quick. It's about brothers that's out here making wrong choices, want fast money. And when it comes to the lyrics, Mr. Powers is on the song, I'm on the song, and we basically talking about how young brothers or older brothers get fast money real quick, and everything comes fast and it goes fast. So it's either a bullet in your head, or you either locked up, or you regret a lot of things that you have done as God changed you. Now, it can be in any of them three categories. So, listeners, listen to Porter last song, because it leads up to new music that Black House Sound will be dropping in 2021. We growing up, and we hope everybody is too. Thank you so much. I'm the founder, and I thank you all for listening to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And before you go, brother, today, WOVU, we talked a little bit about it before you called in, but WOVU, Vince Robinson, he interviewed me about that particular song, It's Not Your House, It's the White House. And
yeah, it's awesome.
The brother said that he had known you for some years. He had met you from some years ago, and that he's proud of a lot of different things that you've done. And we got a chance to bring up the fact that also on the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page that, you know, the Nelson Mandela song was a group song.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Real quick. Let me just say this. People, we made that Nelson Mandela, and listen to my energy, people, because I'm so happy because the Cleveland people and people on Facebook, they responded back when we dropped the song by sharing comments, hitting like buttons, or just trying to spread the music. But the kicker was the people over in Africa, how they reacted to it. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I wish I could fly down there, but coronavirus, you can't do that right now.
Right.
The point that I'm trying to make about that song, we made that song for February. All right? Right now it's still January. If you look at the date of that song, you'll see we made it way early than the time that we really supposed to made that song. So what that means is, that means coronavirus is real. So we was thinking, well, I was thinking, and the sheriff and Powers, we was all thinking that, you know, let's go ahead and get this music out the way. And I want to remind you people that Nelson Mandela song, it's other songs. Every year we make a Black History song, and we're going to continue doing that long as God give us breath and life. So if you check out that song, maybe y'all can help it go to 1,000. But right now it's getting close to 500, and we need more views. It's a great song. Also, LSD is in the song. That brother is working real hard right now. Not to put his real life out there, but I just want y'all to know the type of people that record with me. He's a truck driver. So I want you to imagine somebody trying to do music and drive a truck around the United States. That's amazing to me. That's the passion that most of us have. The sheriff is always at a visual out in the street. I know all you people know he on the news. He always doing something. Carl Powers, he work hard for the church that we go to. He do a lot of leg and hard work around there. And me, when it comes to me, I know y'all know about me. I work with children. I do a lot of stuff. So when we made that song, we really thought about what Nelson Mandela went through by being locked up, by making a bad choice to get locked up. Because if you look at the real history of what happened, even though Nelson and the people he was running with at the time, they had a great argument, they made a wrong choice. And that wrong choice got him locked up, all right? But through him being locked up, he figured out a strategy. Well, I can't beat them, so I have to figure out a way to make them part of me. And you know what he did? He became president. Y'all need to check out that song, Black House Sound, Make Real Cleveland Music 2021. You're going to hear a lot of us, and thank you for listening to me. Peace.
Peace. I appreciate that. And you know something? He calls me to at least pull out a particular track from Emacs the Image. I am not a rapper from 3342 Music. Check out the brother.
3342. 3342. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I always show.
thank the creator for another day in life. Even open my eyes, I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, cause you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. I don't try to bite it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am
And the one thing that I would definitely like to say is that, of course, that Women's March Cleveland, it was held the past Saturday. Yahoo News, Cleveland.com, 5/8/19 News. Covered it. It was a blessing that over 12,000 people viewed the Facebook Live feed, which included Al Porter Man in the Street. It was a very, very well done event. I was very thankful for it. It was one of those events where a lot of people came through and they spoke and had a lot to say. One of those things, you can find more of it on Cleveland Urban News. .com. That's ClevelandUrbanNews.com. I'm very happy and thankful on how the program went. It was a lot to be in part and to be in partnership with. It was a big blessing. My main thing is I might touch on that in just a little while, but I want to let people know while the topic is still hot, the African American Museum of Cleveland, African American Museum of Cleveland, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. During February the 13th, from noon to 7 p.m., DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, Ms. Pulse Points, the Queen of the Company, Man in the Streets will be there, people who have been invited to perform, Black House Sound. I know they have the hot Nelson Mandela song and a couple of solo songs to come through as well, but the group has definitely been invited for the African American Museum at 1765 Crawford Road. I had to at least break with some of what I was doing to at least call people's attentions to what was going on with that event on that day. Since we did mention a few things that were happening, you did need to at least know what was happening, when it was happening, with some of the people who even called in letting you know about what they do. They've been doing Black History Month songs, so it'll be good to see the people there. Back to the Women's March, while I'm thinking about it before I forget, it was at West 25th in Lorain the past Saturday. The cold didn't stop anything. The keynote speakers were State Representative Stephanie House of Cleveland, who talked about Stand Your Ground legislation, and activist Genevieve Mitchell of Cleveland. People who were also there of note were some of the candidates for the 11th Congressional District congressional seat that will soon be vacated by future HUD Secretary Representative Marsha L. Fudge. You know, she was nominated for the post by President-elect Joe Biden, and people who spoke there was County Councilwoman Chantel Brown, former State Rep John Barnes Jr., former State Senator Nina Turner. Also who made an appearance was Laverne Jones Gore. And it was a very, very powerful event where you had Man in the Street already. I got a chance to do a freestyle about Women's March, and it was well-received. I appreciated that. Brother Don Bryan of the Greater Immigrant Support Network and Peace Action spoke. You had quite a few people there. And, of course, where would you be without a prayer done by the Reverend, Reverend Pamela. I have to at least say I thank people who have tuned in. I get a chance now to at least throw something else out on the people because a lot of things happened. If I'm not mistaken, there was a lot of coverage for Women's March that had come through, pre-coverage, which was from Cleveland.com, as well as coverage from Channel 5, where Joe Paganakis interviewed Kathy Ray Coleman last Thursday. And the organizer, Kathy Ray Coleman, spoke about the violence against women, that the march will address a series of problems from Stand Your Ground legislation to violence against women to the Tamir Rice case. Young black women are popping up dead all over the place in Cleveland. There's no dialogue about it. You don't hear city council members speaking about it. You don't hear the chief of police saying a lot about it. She also added that there's an epidemic of black women being murdered, particularly women 25 and under. Five women who were murdered along East 93rd Street, and we can't find their killers. And we will also celebrate the election of Vice President Kamala Harris. Sandra Dawkins of Cleveland will be part of the march. Her daughter was 22-year-old Brittany Dawkins Hardwick, who was shot and killed in her vehicle on December 12th. Her car was parked in her mother's driveway when the shooting took place. And she said police had still not made any arrests in the case. Enough people saw who did this. This crime should have been solved. People should have been arrested, and nothing has happened as of yet, Dawkins said. Those of you who know what happened and know Brittany, you know how much she was loved. You know how, you know what you have done. The president of Black on Black Crime, Al Porter, urged men to support the Women's March and had a message for those men who were part of the violence problem. You know if you are doing something abusive. I'm asking and imploring you to get help for yourself. I'm also saying to women who are listening, do not sympathize with your abusers. It was very, very, I will say, telling on some of what was said and done. Also, I feel good because before I take this last break in music, I'm going to send this out because if Mayor Frank G. Jackson had done this, or at least he family members had done this, his grandson, Frank Q. Jackson, wouldn't be sitting in a Parma jail right now after leading Parma police on a high-speed car chase and dragging one officer after warrants went out for his arrest for assaulting the mother of his child over diapers. I can't make this stuff up. I could, but right now I'm not. I am going to just, this goes out to parents everywhere before you end up with your legacy tarnished because you didn't take care of a youngster when you had the chance. It's the at least single video from Detox for the people in the hood, BDA, beat their ass. But for those who are upscale or suburban, we name the song for the video purposes of BTA. Beat they ass, parents.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, beat that. child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat them. No time out, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat them. No time out, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat them. No time out, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat them. No time out, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat them. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 they tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat them. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat them. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat them. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat them. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat them. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat them. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat them. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat them. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. Spare the rod, beat their ass. Spoil the child, whoop their ass. Spare the rod, beat their ass. Spoil the child, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. Whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Uncle Luke, 2 Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag T, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Dukes, 71 North,
Miami, MC Boo,
3342. And Quake, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 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 If your child act up, whoop their ass.
Okay. I was just getting ready to get off the air because we've got about a minute left. But I'm going to go to all these ones and see what's going on. Hello, how are you?
Good evening. I'm blessed. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that you answered my call. I will be quick. This is Sister Smith. I hope that you're doing well. And
yes.
I just want to say, oh, beautiful. And I just want to say really quickly, this is a word for demonic types that think that my housing situation is hopeless, and to think that the death of my friend's mom shall be forgotten. It's not over till God says it's over. And I will refer to Acts chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, the NASB version, where the word speaks, the crowd came together and were bewildered. They were amazed and astonished. And in closing for now, Jesus had promised that when the Spirit came, his disciples would receive power, but no one really knew what to expect. No one really knew what to expect. then when the Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, everything changed. Ordinary men could do extraordinary things. What they had seen was the work of the Holy Spirit. They were discovering what men and women throughout the ages have discovered, that with the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible. All limits are removed. And I shall humbly close right there and thank you once again for the opportunity to speak.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening, blessed week.
You too.
No problem. And with that being said, everyone, we appreciate you for tuning in. May you stay safe, and may we see you at different things as it comes up, because I do know that the Stop the Killing, the New Black Panther Nation Cleveland chapter stands up. The MBPN Cleveland chapter, ran by local chairman Apostle Andre, under the leadership of national chairman Minister Carnell X. NBPN will be holding a press conference tomorrow, Tuesday, January 26, 2021, at 11 a.m., location 11518 Hopkins Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Thank you. Peace. As Marquise Payne was murdered on January 20th, 2021, and that's 11518 Hopkins Avenue. Peace.